Thank you very much, Vice Chair. We do not really understand why we need to change practice in this case, and we as, speaking in our national capacity, we as a Canadian delegation are actually opposed to changing practice in this case, because the language that we have here in paragraph 45 makes it very clear that the report is under the personal responsibility of the chairperson. And there is additional language which makes it very clear that it's without prejudice to the perspectives, recommendations, and conclusions and proposals presented by delegations, etc. So there is a lot of caveat language in here that protects the positions of states, parties, and makes it clear that what is in this chairperson summary does not necessarily reflect all the positions of states' parties. So if this meeting is going to ask you as chairperson to write this report, then as a minimum we want to see it annexed, given that we have all these caveats, we do not see why it has to be watered down further to become a working paper. If it becomes a working paper, then it is absolutely within your discretion to write it or not. And I would agree with you, Mr. Vice Chair, then it is not for this meeting to task you to provide a working paper. A working paper is exclusively with your own discretion, and you can absolutely write in there what you want. And there's no need to refer to it in this report. But that is completely out of sync with past practice, the way we understand it, and we would find it more useful to have this document annexed to this report to make it easier for those who read the report to be informed of your personal views as chairperson, how this meeting unfolded. We think there is utility to this, and if we ask you to do all of this work, we want it annexed to the report, and we are opposed to changing existing practice on this. So thank you very much.